Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about. I want to talk a little bit about how we get children to want to do work, to want to put in effort and take the time to do extra practice. Because we often struggle with trying to encourage children to do the thing that they're supposed to be doing and the thing that will get them to where we want them to go. So there's a couple of things. The first is they are only children. They don't know yet what we know. And explaining to them at a high level and a long-term level doesn't really sit well with their brains. They're kids. They've got kid brains. We need to talk to them in a kid-friendly kind of way. So the value of homework is, I'm so proud of you. Homework gets you to practice and know these things better. Look at the marks you get when you do your homework. So we start to show them a direct impact that doing their homework has on them. The things that get in their way of doing homework is overscheduling their afternoons. But if your kid can handle it, then no problem. But if they're struggling, schoolwork and passing and getting a good education is quite a serious thing to take on. It's quite important for you to be focusing on that. The other thing to think about is, what is your language around school and homework? And it sounds crazy, and we don't often see it in ourselves. And I'm a parent, and I've seen it for myself as well in me. But how am I talking about homework? Am I overplaying it and saying it's wonderful and magical and fantastic when clearly it's not necessarily that for the child? Am I saying homework is ridiculous and I can't believe your teachers give you this and, oh my gosh, we have to do homework again? Because both of those becomes the voice in your child's head. It becomes their narrative, their story. And if they think something is hard, it's going to be hard. If they think something is a waste of time, it's going to be a waste of time and then will become hard. And it's not a waste of time. It's the thing that will develop their discipline, develop their ability to do what they have been asked to do, and will give them practice opportunities. Think about the 10,000 hour rule. We don't get to mastery if we don't put in the effort. And if we think about what Angela Duckworth talks about in terms of grit, is people who succeed, who have talent, the talent is only brought about through effort. And effort supersedes it supercharges talent. So effort is the thing that we're looking for in any child. And if you think about the first job they're ever going to get, are they going to come home from their job and go, oh, this is so terrible and I don't really want to do it and I'm not going to put in effort? Well, they're not going to get very far in life and they might not even keep their job. What kind of attitude do you want them to have to their work when they're older? Well, that's what you got to build in when they're younger. So first thing I want you to do is to check your own language. Are you huffing and puffing? Are you sighing? Are you saying this is ridiculous? Are you avoiding homework as well yourself? Or can you put in the effort and role model to them that effort can be put in? And how are you role modeling effort? Are you doing it? We can get this done. 5 minutes is nothing. I can help you out. Look how much better you are now that you've practiced this. I'm so proud of you. Let's keep going. Can we track how many times you've done homework? Oh my gosh, you've done homework every single week, every single day this week. Look at how well you're doing. I see that your mark improved on Friday, and I think it might be because you practiced, and homework is just practice. How can we do this in a different way that makes it fun for you? How can we tackle the hard things first, and how can we learn to do hard things? All of these things are things that will make school easier for your child. What makes it harder for them is the narrative that it is hard, that it's not worthwhile, that it's a waste of time, that the silly teacher doesn't know what she's talking about. All of that language hurts your child. It doesn't hurt anybody else. It certainly doesn't hurt the teacher. It's your child's future. And what kind of attitude do you want them to have when they're adults? What do you want to put in them? What stories do you want them to have in their head about work, about progress, about succeeding, about themselves? A child with a healthy self-esteem that understands that mistakes can be made, but I can rectify them, that I can try hard and it can pay off. Now, let's talk a little bit about children with learning difficulties where sometimes trying hard doesn't pay off. So you want to have a different slant here. You want to say, when you try hard, I see sometimes you don't always get the result that you're looking for, but I'm so pleased you're trying hard anyway, because imagine if you didn't try hard. Now, what about if we take a different view on this? What if we study a bit differently? What if we just see if we can get one more mark than we did last Friday? What if we just have fun with the learning and see what happens? What if we do some extra lessons? Could that help you get this right? It would be so lovely if I could really help you understand this and you could enjoy your work. So we want to change the mindset always for children so that when they focus
on what they're doing, that they really extend themselves into the goal and they understand that it's up to them and that you're not going to drag them through primary school, because you dragging them through primary school does not give them a primary school education. It just gives them a report and it gives them a tick box at the end. We want them strong and robust with grit and perseverance and self-control and enthusiasm and optimism and gratitude for the learning experiences, because a person with that kind of attitude tends to take on harder things, tends to want to take on harder things, and they tend to succeed. Now, I'm not trying to turn a failing student into an A student. I'm trying to turn a child that is struggling into a child that embraces the struggle and doesn't find it to be defeating. And I think that's possible. Certainly, it's something worth working on and developing over time. You generally are not going to get it right instantly. It's going to be a process. But it's worth it, because ultimately, if you put that in place for your child, when they get to high school, it's already in them. You no longer have the battle to try to get them to do homework. They understand the value of it. They understand how to place it in their afternoon. They understand that extra time needs to be put in at exam time. They understand that when they're taking on a subject for that homework, for that subject, that it is going to be a bit more strenuous. But they do it anyway, because it's just the way we do things around here. So I think you have an opportunity to change your own narrative, which is an opportunity to change theirs, and then an opportunity to change their outcomes through that.